Letare Jerusalem. It is that Sunday which, from the introit, is called Letare Sunday. Rejoice. Rejoice. So, hopefully we have been doing some penance. I've been doing lots of penance, but none of them chosen by me. The best ones are from God. Remember that. The best ones are from God, including all the little noises that come from the back. You know what I say to that? Yes, yes, yes. Anyway, we rejoice in that which God has given us. We're already in the second half of Lent. In 2 weeks is Palm Sunday. And next Sunday is Passion Sunday. Next Sunday we shall really manifest the sorrow and the penance of Lent, when all the statues and everything is covered up. When I was little, the church where we lived, the stations were very big. Of course, the church was very big, five or six times bigger than this. And the stations came out, so even the stations were covered. Everything was decked in purple. It was so beautiful. And of course, next Sunday, they shall be covered in purple. And of course, we will miss them. And when they're covered up, I say, I really miss you, Blessed Mother, or St. Joseph. And the Infant of Prague will be gone altogether. But that is not yet. That's next Sunday. And so, today we rejoice. And of course, there's two things for which we rejoice according to the liturgy of today. In the first reading from St. Paul to the Galatians, he says something that must have not been very popular in his day. It may not be very popular among some circles today. There are two children of Abraham. Of course, Abraham is the father of Israel. And he had, by the slave Hagar, a son, Ishmael, who is the father of the, not necessarily the Muslims, but the Arabs, because now most of them have been forced into converting to Islam, to the religion of subjugation. Whereas Catholicism, even though everybody says it isn't, is the religion of freedom, the freedom of the children of God. And the other son was Isaac, who was the son of Rebekah. Of course, there's a lot of things that go with that if you read the scriptures, which you should. But not only the scriptures, you need to read the church fathers and the saints of the church. And we are the children of Isaac. Now, there are some of us who have Jewish blood. I do. And I'm not in the least bit ashamed of it, that in somewhere along the line in history, in my family, at least 700 years ago, we have a long history, we converted, they converted, and we became Catholics, true Christians. And of course, those who are of the children of Isaac are the ones who are inheriting the freedom of the children of God. And that shows you also, and that you should rejoice, Letare, because those who are of the church are those who can inherit the kingdom of God. You cannot be the children of the slave woman and inherit the kingdom of God. And of course, those who are not in the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, I won't say anything else. The scriptures speak for themselves. I don't want anybody to accuse me. But that's okay. They accuse me anyway. Now in the gospel, we have the reason for which to rejoice is one of the very first miracles concerning the Eucharist. In fact, it is, if you read the whole chapter, This is the longest chapter in the New Testament, John chapter 6. We did not read all of it, thank you, Jesus. But in this chapter, Jesus announces the Eucharist, that which is our being, our center of our lives, the Eucharist. Jesus, who gives himself to us in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist, his body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine, but by the miracle of transubstantiation, which is a dogma of the faith. After the Second Vatican Council, when everybody was to change everything, some of the bishops told St. Paul the Sixth, and saints make mistakes. So he is a saint, but, you know, God knows what his purgatory was like. Anyway, they said, we need to get rid of this transubstantiation. And he said, I'll look for something else. And he looked and looked and looked, and he said, there is nothing to take the place of this term, of this, which describes the dogma of the Eucharist, transubstantiation. The substance changes from bread and wine to the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ. The accidents, that which is apparent with the eyes, remains bread and wine. You can only see bread and wine. You can only smell bread and wine. You can only taste bread and wine. And so we have another reason to rejoice in the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel, which is given to us on this Laetare Sunday. In addition, today, one of the things that happens here, as you have in the calendars that are given out at the end of December and are in the back for the rest of the year for everybody, especially Schola and the acolytes, we have one of those things which has something very, very much to do with the essence of this shrine. This is the shrine of Our Lady of Fatima. And a few years after Our Lady's apparition, a young Irishman, Venerable Frank Duff, began something under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and everything, you see the banner there, and everything under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The red aureola around the head of the Blessed Mother, the Holy Spirit. She is the most chaste spouse of the Holy Spirit. And he began this Legion of Mary. It's a legion. That means that we are fighters. We do not necessarily fight with rifles and swords. We fight with something more powerful, the Holy Rosary. This is the most important weapon that we have. And then here we have Our Lady of Fatima, the same lady. What a wondrous thing. And, you know, when I came here, I had no idea. I was sent here as a punishment because I refused to pour down the precious blood down the sink. And I told the bishop, no, I will not do that. Now, you know, priests have to stand up to bad bishops. And I did. And I was punished. I was in another parish, which was horrible, so I was blessed. I came here, but this place looked horrible at the time. It doesn't look horrible now. And I asked the Blessed Mother, if I'm going to do this, let me do it right. And she said, you shall. And so I did. And I will continue until Jesus calls me to himself. And Our Lady of Fatima and the Infant of Prague were here. My two principal devotions. Jesus, the Son of God, become man. The baby Jesus, who calls unto us as a little boy so that we are not afraid of him. He is not the omnipotent Pantocrator, creator of the universe, upon which we fall on our faces in trembling. He is the baby Jesus, whom we come and hug and kiss, and by whom we are in exchange hugged and kissed. And the Blessed Mother. All of this was foretold in the annals of the Blessed Mother and our Lord. And then it was made a shrine to Our Lady of Fatima. Never did I imagine that this would be possible. And that same bishop, Bishop Parks, has now this week enshrined in what was a parish of the Epiphany in Central Florida, now the Shrine of the Epiphany, where the traditional Mass will be celebrated all the time. Here too. Now, we were given other conditions which we follow, though we don't like it. Obedience is not a fun thing. Never. But you have to obey. And you have to obey me too. So anyway, what a wonderful thing. Here in this shrine, I, who have been named the spiritual director of the Legion of Mary in this diocese, would be here. And Our Lady would be here. And her banners would be here. And so this afternoon we shall honor her. If you are not a member of the Legion of Mary, now you cannot become an active member without my permission. Without my permission. But anybody, as long as they can say the rosary, can become an auxiliary member. And there are over 7 million members of the Legion, and every day will be praying for you. I mean, what a wonderful thing. What else do you want? You can't buy that. You can't go to Walmart or Cordova Mall and buy it. And by the way, it's Cordova, not Cordova. That makes me sick. I'm Spanish. None of that nonsense. Cordova. There's an accent in the first syllable. And so, you cannot buy it there. Even Elon Musk cannot buy it. He can get it for free. And we are praying for his conversion and for the conversion of President Trump and the full conversion of J.D. Vance. We have to pray for it, and it's coming. Mark my words, it is coming. Even that little ex-boy was baptized this week, but not Catholic. So we need to pray for his conversion too. He's precious, as all children are precious. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. It's fine. Just 3 slaps on the behind will take care of it. Yes, yes, yes. And so, today, we will honor Our Lady. Most likely because my condition is still weakened after falling 5 or 6 times last Sunday. I won't tell you why, but it was the most unfortunate accident. The first time ever in my life. I'm still in pain, black and blue everywhere, but I'm alive. Many people die who fall in their bathtub. And I just went, and then I tried to get up, and I went, it was like being inside a dryer. Now I know what it feels like. No fun. But I'm still here. It was not my time. And the procession will be very short, not as long as usual, unfortunately, because, you know, a lot of people say, why can't we have processions like in Spain? Well, excuse me, we can't have it because you don't show up. My voice is coming back, isn't it? Because you don't show up, because you're a bunch of lousy Catholics. You want comfort. You want convenience. If you want convenience, go to Palafox Street. Go to Hyde Park Street. And then you'll have convenience. A quickie mass, no sermon, no doctrine, no anything, no discipline. And you will get what you want. Here, you will get what you get. And I will continue until I drop dead to give what I give. And don't you forget it. So continue to pray for me. I have started a new treatment, which is called laryngeal massage. It's not particularly pleasant, but it's not bad. It hurts a little bit. And along with that, radiation on my vocal cords. Now, it's not cancer, but they are using radiation, which has a lot of properties that are advantageous to someone like me. And you see, it's working. After just two or three treatments, and we will keep getting them even till after Easter if necessary. So, we give thanks to God. You know, God gave us our brains, our intelligence, and doctors invent things that help us. Medicine and God, science and revelation are not enemies. They go together. It's the source of both is God. And so we give thanks to God that we have these wonderful blessings. In addition, I heard, I saw that my famous sermon for Good Friday is now on some place in the internet called Format or Formed, which is a Catholic site. So you can listen to it there. I do not know how much I can do. It is the longest sermon of the year, the sermon of the seven last words, and it lasts an hour. I do not know if I can do it. I will do whatever I can, according to God's holy will and the sorrowful mother. So we give thanks to God because he lavishes so many wonderful things, including pain and suffering and penance, to each and every one of us. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.